Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where I interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. It is 4 questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Number one, a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
I'm Todd Shipley. I'm president of Dark Intel. Dark Intel researches and documents the dark web. We provide law enforcement and corporations with the understanding and background of dark nets and their effect on crime and business. We do so through training and ongoing research to keep up with the changes of the dark web environment. And basically, we help to separate fact from fiction.
Perfect. Actually, it's a great segue. Question number two, what are the implications of the dark web for companies? Go.
Well, I think that's an interesting question. And I think a lot of companies don't grasp how it's affecting them currently. I think it's come to light better with ransomware, how the darknet is affecting companies and can affect companies. But first of all, they have to understand what this space is. What is a dark web? What are the dark networks that exist out in that space? You know, how is encryption used to hide users, both the sender and the receiver? How this is all occurring through these networks so that people can't be identified? I think we have to, you know, have a better understanding of these companies about how public and private key encryption supports these dark networks and what that means, because we talk a lot about encryption and doing things with it, but what does that really mean and how does it work within this space and how is that used to hide these users that are nefarious and thinking about trying to potentially attack a company or at least sell the company's personal information or company data on, you know, the dark web someplace. You know, and then, you know, in addition to that is cryptocurrency. I mean, we all know about it now. It's all in the news and everybody's talking about how cryptocurrency is changing the world. But it was one of the first things that changed the dark web. Cryptocurrency really got its, made its bones out there in these darknet markets. And it changed the dark web and how it's perceived, because they were able to get something for a monetary return without using a fiat currency, you know, cash for that, and not as likely to get caught. So we have to understand that. And these companies need to know that. I mean, how just in general, PGP, pretty good privacy, is used on the internet. All these encryption techniques are being used to make sure that the users aren't attributed, that we can't find them. And so we have to focus on methods in these markets that are going to help to disclose some of that, what these darknet markets are and how they work, because a lot of these companies don't understand. They hear the term, but then they don't really know what that means. And so it goes back to that part of, we have to separate that fact from fiction. And so we spend a lot of time demystifying what this all means, not only for the corporate investigator, but for law enforcement in particular, and how they can both successfully investigate the space and identify either losses to a company or crimes being committed there. So it takes a lot. We research how, you know, these criminals are misusing this space and what can be done to reveal those that are doing it and their identities. And that's not easy, because obviously the whole intention of this space is that people are trying to hide and not be identified. So how do we, you know, go about attributing individuals on the dark web and these dark networks, and how that can actually occur? Because it can occur. It's just, how can it be done? And oftentimes it's not breaking the technology. It's just identifying that people make mistakes. I mean, if you look back on a lot of these, you know, cases that have been successfully investigated, it's always because the user makes some kind of mistake. Not always, but oftentimes they have to make some kind of mistake. It's hard to be secure 100% of the time. So then, you know, obviously, it, you know, we look a lot at Tor, the Tor project, the Onion Router, because that was the original tool that everybody understands and knows about, because it's the biggest. We spent a lot of time trying to understand what's out there. You know, it was originally a tool designed by the United States Naval Research Institute to hide on the internet, because the internet is an open source, open communications platform. And technically, it can be observed, and your traffic can always be observed by somebody on that. And so they try to design a method to hide the communication of users within the government. And that project itself is now a nonprofit that affects millions of people around the world today that are trying to, a lot of times, speak out from oppressive governments and, you know, trying to prevent the governments from suppressing their speech. So there's a lot of people, there's some good things behind it. It's not all bad. Like, sometimes people want to think that the darknet is a terrible place. It can be, but it's not always that way. And there, then there's obviously, we're trying to make sure that investigators understand what this means in those various markets and how this is a continually growing environment and needs to be understood and given attention because of the kinds of things that are occurring out there.
Perfect. Love it there. Let's get to question number three. What other CEOs, founders, and executives do you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
Well, I mean, one of the first ones is Mark Van Staldwin, a Dutch friend of mine who owns and operates a company called CFWL, Cyber Strategies. They crawl the dark net and offer that data for research and investigation worldwide, particularly for corporations, and offer a unique view of it than some other things that are out there, because they're not the only ones in the space that are doing it. But Mark and his team have got an interesting approach to doing it. I really like them. I always have to mention a good friend of mine, Bill Siebert, who's passed away, but Bill was huge in an influence in transitioning me from government work into private work and how that occurred, because it's not always an easy leap going from government to the private work. So I did that. And, you know, I think one of the other things that I have to say is that I've been working with Interpol quite a bit recently, and Dr. Zoran Zendev with the viral terrorism unit, Interpol, has been huge in getting me into a lot of different places I wouldn't have been if I had not been associated with what they're doing.
Perfect. I'll look those people up. You got 2 minutes left. Question number four, final fun question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
Well, I think some of the, you know, because we do a lot of work with the government, I think one of the biggest things that has had an effect on where we've gone and where I've gone in this space is the Department of Justice. The Bureau of Justice Assistance provides grants, and we were able a number of years ago get several different grants to do work in the field that wouldn't have been done otherwise. And I think it's really important. It's probably not the normal thing that your speakers talk about, but it really has changed things, because those grants that are available to all businesses, anybody can apply for them, really changed a lot of what we did. We did a lot of different research, and we're able to actually do some good things. And we're doing some continuing stuff with Homeland Security right now through another one of our partners, Spider Forensics, and their president, Rob Atto. But there's a lot of things that are out there that I think businesses forget that the government provides and can get, you know, great resources for you.
No, absolutely. I agree on the grant part there. So Todd, you've got 1 minute and 3 seconds left. You can do some promo time, ask me a question, talk about the weather, whatever you want. We get in early. I am flexible. Go.
Well, I appreciate your time today, because I think that there's some conversations that need to be had in this space. And we don't always get out there to talk about this space in a useful manner. We hear the bad stuff that goes on the dark net and in the dark webs, but not necessarily the positive things that can be done. And there are some good things that are going on out there.
Perfect. Absolutely. Love it there. You have pulled it off. 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. Todd, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
Gold star for Todd. Say your website real quick.
It's darkintel.info.
And it's in the description. It's magic. Todd, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching or listening, I'm legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day. Now, talk to you later. Bye.